Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Do rate us weekly. 50,000 of you can't be wrong every week. In any case, this is episode 944A, the news of the week and what it means to you. The top stories: gene therapy may help fight tough-to-treat blood cancer, but what will it cost? Diet sodas don't help kids cut calories. As finals draw near, college kids' diets worsen. What does that mean? Send a care package with healthy stuff. Nuts! Don't send it, and dark chocolate. Don't send it with those cookies, because actually they impede learning. We'll get to that in a few seconds. A heart-healthy prescription for America's food system. It's not just opioids. Deaths are tied to cocaine and meth. They are soaring among the younger men. Drug-free MRSA treatment is tested in clinical studies. What is it beginning to show? When will it be available drug-free to you? How do you know if your PMS is something more serious than just PMS? For people with autism, encounters with police can turn dangerous. We need to alert police when your relative, child, friend is autistic. 14 diseases you can prevent by just washing your hands. Do wash your hands before every meal, especially, but we'll get to those 14 diseases. To develop new antibiotics, the FDA needs to append the incentive structure, experts say. Teens with chronic pain can find support on YouTube. So YouTube actually helps these teens. There is a lot of empathy there. And maximize the power of your naps. What does that mean? Well, we'll get to that in a second. New study on gene therapy involved 33 patients with a hard-to-treat blood cancer. This is remarkable. They're using the immunotherapy. Jim Allison developed this brilliantly. At year one of all these gene therapy, immunotherapy treatments from 1980 to 2000 failed. He was singing immunotherapy blues at a Berkeley coffee house as all of these had failed. But he said, the company's going to go bankrupt. Why don't we do it for 3 years as we had planned? Data monitoring committee told him, shut it down. There's no chance it will work. Jim Allison, well, he got the Nobel Prize last year because at 1 year, 13% survival rate in chemotherapy alone, 13% survival rate for malignant melanoma with metastases in immunotherapy and chemotherapy. But at 3 years, it was 13% in that group versus 3% in the chemotherapy group. That changed it. It's now about 63%, by the way. He thinks it'll go to 80%. Now, can we afford it? Well, these off-the-shelf immunotherapy, like the CART inhibitors, they're expensive, $40,000 to $100,000 a year. But that's actually affordable compared to the individual gene therapy, which is tailored to you and done in a test tube. That's $1 million. How do we do it? Well, that's one of the plans that is going to have to be worked out as Medicare gets revised. But just to show you, Keytruda in LATA combo is approved for untreated advanced kidney cancer. Again, by doing two immunotherapies plus a chemotherapy, you get a huge benefit. That's why the FDA is approving these. Kids with diet sodas, they don't eat fewer calories. They just eat more other junk food. Stop them from eating diet soda. Go to water. Get them used to water. Get them used to water. Get them used to water. Or if you want some flavored tea or even coffee. I don't think that's good when they're young, but I don't know. We don't have a lot of data on it. But in any case, get them off of regular soda, no sugar in the drink, and get them off of diet as well. As finals draws near, college kids' diet substantially worked. During exam period, students were less likely, even if they had followed a healthy diet their whole life. This is 232 students from Belgium, but it's confirmed by some work at Cornell as well. And the healthy diet is needed for optimal. Get them nuts. So if you're going to send them a care package, don't send them one with cookies and brownies and, if you will, what we call trash in them. Send them one with, if you will, chicken in a can or salmon in a can. Walnuts, those are great brain food. A lot of nuts, even dark chocolate. Those are things that help them get better grades. You want them to get better grades. Why else would you have them cramming at finals time? For American Food System, we've got to do a better job, and they're doing it at UC San Diego. Yeah, it does cost a little more, but it doesn't have to. You can do burritos are healthy if you make them with corn. You can do a lot of things that are really healthy. A chicken burrito with corn and baked beans, but the beans done in healthy fat, not in bad fat. So you can do this, and you can advocate for it at the school. Something bad. 70,000 lives were lost to drug overdoses last year. Now cocaine and meth are coming back. 15% involve those, up over 40%. Now I'm giving you a lot of data. What does it mean? It means you gotta work on avoiding cocaine and meth. Don't try them once. They're too good. They're too addictive. 17% of people get addicted from just one use. So it is young women, 15 to 24, who are getting addicted to cocaine and meth. Don't do it. And remember, I said, you got to teach your teenage girls in middle school, just like against cigarettes and e-cigarettes and vaping. Make sure they don't go cocaine and meth. And by the way, opiates are bad too. The next story is for people with autism, encounters with police. Police need to have some label so when a child encounters a policeman with autism, make sure they say, I am autistic, I need help, rather than try and talk their way through the policeman or react to him or run from him or don't talk. This is especially harmful with police. We're in Chicago today, I should say, in a remote at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit. Chicago police aren't known for their niceness, so this actually story on autism and alerting police and being able to get the police to work with the autistic child rather than against them came from Chicago, so it is an important story for all police, though. 14 diseases you can get rid of by just washing your hands. Look, the most important one is you get rid of the BPA and BPS in receipts. When you take a receipt at a fast food restaurant and crumble it, you have 1,000 times more than baby bottles do give off in a whole year. So don't take the receipt. And even if you do, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Warm water. The alcohol-based sanitizers usually aren't enough before you eat. But if you do that, it's better than nothing, obviously. The flu, pink eye, norovirus. These are all viral diseases, obviously. Mononucleosis, hand and foot disease, cytomegalovirus. And those are really important diseases that can kill you. RSV, a respiratory syncytial virus, hepatitis A, staphylococcus, strep throat, giardiasis, a parasite. You get rid of all of the water, wash them with water, and for small things, even the common cold. So wash your hands before you eat, no matter what you have to do it. You have to go to another place to eat, do it. Wash your hands. Now, one of the problems is we aren't getting new antibiotics. Why aren't we? Because they're so good, you only use them for 4 days or 10 days, and the drug company says, how can I make money if they're only using my drug for 4 days or 10 days? So experts say we've got to somehow get the FDA or NIH or Medicare or someone to subsidize the drug companies or to allow much overcharging on antibiotics or a longer, patent period for antibiotics, because we aren't getting new antibiotics and the bacteria and even the viruses, antiviral diseases, the bacteria are getting smarter and outwitting the antibiotics. They pass along the information. They're clever enough. They say, I want to survive, just like you want to survive. And so they pass along the information to their brothers and sisters so they can survive. Only other news story that I thought was really important this week to let you know about is the teens with chronic pain. If you've got a teen who's got chronic pain, you actually can go on YouTube, search teens with chronic pain on YouTube, and there are videos of what the other teens have done to help themselves and empathetic videos for your kids. So it's one of the few ways that YouTube actually can help your teen. And by the way, there's a great Radio MD set of podcasts on helping teens with chronic pain as well. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Remember, wash your hands. If I did nothing else, that's what I want to get. So I picked up some food at this conference. I'm at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Movement, but there was no place to wash your hands after I picked up the food easily at the Sheraton. What am I going to do? I'm going to go and wash my hands in the in either the men's room or not a ladies' room or in my own room before I eat the food. By the way, they did get some great food. Egg whites with spinach, a spinach sandwich wrapped around egg whites. Great choice. Even hard-boiled eggs, just get rid of the yolk. You can have about five of them and stay under 75 calories. Great choices. So get your kids off diet sodas. Beware of meth and the psychoactive drugs for drugs of abuse, as well as the drugs that are known as opioids. And remember one more thing. How do you know if your PMS is something more serious? Do a diary of it and take it to your OBGYN. So sometimes it is something more serious. Do a diary when you ever have symptoms. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Bill, for great engineering. How often do I get the head engineer? Thanks, Bill. And thank you for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Remember to turn in the B segment. The B is always wonderful guests. And there are spectacular guests every week on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Thanks again.